Tropospheric ozone pollution in Johannesburg, South Africa. Exceedances, diurnal cycles, seasonality, ox chemistry, and ozone production rate. Read by Rebecca Garland. This was a study that was a collaboration between the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research in South Africa, the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, LSCE in France, Boston University in the United States of America, and the University of Pretoria in South Africa. Ground-level ozone is an air pollutant of major health and environmental concern. The Johannesburg-Pretoria megacity in South Africa is the industrial and economic capital of the country, with more than 10 million inhabitants experiencing poor air quality. In 2004, the city of Johannesburg, COJ as an abbreviation, began monitoring trace gases to assess ground-level ozone pollution. Here we use COJ's publicly available air quality data and present the first long-term data analysis of ozone, nitric acid, NO, nitrogen dioxide, NO2, NOx, and carbon monoxide, CO, in the city from 2004 to 2011 at three air quality monitoring stations, Buccleuch, Delta Park, and Newtown. We quantified COJ's South African National Ambient Air Quality Standards exceedances for ozone and NO2 and demonstrate the city's substantial ozone and NO2 air pollution problem. Ozone mixing ratios peak in the early afternoon as expected due to photochemical production. To estimate ozone production rates, we summed ozone and NO2 diurnal profiles to obtain ox mixing ratios at each site. This analysis provided insight into missing volatile organic compound reactivity, as well as primary NO2 emissions information necessary for developing tropospheric ozone pollution mitigation strategies. Furthermore, COJ experiences high ozone mixing ratios on weekend due to lower NOx traffic emissions titrating the ozone, thereby providing evidence of a VOC-limited regime for ozone production. Seasonal peak ozone occurs in the austral spring, a maximum that we link to increases in water concentrations, which in turn increases radical chemistry, leading to ozone. In addition, wintertime VOC and aerosol emissions from biomass burning over the winter add important precursors for ozone formation once radical chemistry is initiated during the first rain events in early spring. In all, the study will help to inform air quality modeling and policy work on air pollutants in the city of Johannesburg in South Africa. The authors would like to acknowledge the CSIR's funding of a parliamentary grant for this work. The authors would also like to thank the South African Weather Service for their assistance with SAQUIS, where the air quality data for the city of Johannesburg was accessed. The authors also acknowledge preliminary work on a 2005 ozone episode by Yurdashin Padayake and Terusha Tambourine.